Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about, can narcissists be helped? A lot of people, you know, they care about the narcissist. A lot of them feel they're in love with the narcissist, although they have to question what love really is. You know, it's hard to say you love somebody who is treating you poorly. They think it's love. But when somebody really loves you, they will sacrifice, they will compromise, they'll go out of their way for you. And that's something that most narcissists won't do. So you have to say to yourself, why are you feeling that you love somebody who won't do that for you? The narcissist is not showing you love back, because a narcissist's main priority is to love themselves, all right? They may care about you, but they come first, okay? And the act of true love is putting the other person before yourself, because you don't want to see that person unhappy. Narcissists lack empathy, so they can't sympathize with somebody else who's struggling because they're concerned with themselves. They block out how someone else is feeling. They may acknowledge that somebody is struggling or suffering, but they don't want to deal with it because their main focus is on themselves, all right? So we're sitting here and we're talking about, can we help these people? Maybe you're dealing with a narcissist. Maybe it's somebody in your family. Maybe you're married to someone and you realize that they're very toxic, but you're not really at a point where you feel like, oh, you know, you're going to cut the relationship and you're going to walk away. One of the biggest realizations that you're going to have when dealing with a narcissist is that 99.9% of the time, that narcissist will never change, okay? So what do you do in a situation like that? You have to decide your own boundaries, what you will accept and what you won't. You know, you can't sit there and keep complaining about something that's not working out for you, or keep complaining to the narcissist and tell them, you know, you better change or I'm leaving this relationship or something like that. Because if you let that narcissist break your boundary more than once, they're not going to take you seriously and they're not going to respect you. So your word won't mean anything to the narcissist because they don't see any consequences. That's why a lot of people, they say they have boundaries, but they don't follow through with consequences. They sit there and they, you know, tell the narcissist about their boundary, and they may argue and fight with the narcissist. And understand this, you guys, just because you argue with a narcissist doesn't mean it's going to make anything better. It's even if they try to, you know, appease you and say, oh, you know, I'm going to try, I'm going to change and everything like that. It's not about what they say. It's about what they do. So you've got to look at their behaviors and their actions to see if this person really is making an effort to change. Now, when we talk about, you know, how we can help a narcissist, a lot of times narcissists, they want to ignore the problem, okay? A lot of them will say, Well, let's just move on from here. They like to sweep it under the rug, and especially covert narcissists. They don't want to deal with it because they don't want to deal with shame. So they rather just kind of move forward and not acknowledge the problem. The problem with that is that underlying problem that you had with that narcissist is going to resurface again, okay? Because they're not changing their behaviors, they're going to do it again. So when you move forward without resolving the problem, it's going to eat away at you because it's going to bother you because it was never resolved. It's not going to bother the narcissist because now they don't have to take accountability. But in time, the narcissist is going to do it again because they never, you know, acknowledged it or took accountability for anything that they did. Now, the problem is narcissists don't want to take accountability. They want to do what they want to do, and they will gaslight you to try to twist it around and make it your fault. Okay? This is a sure sign you're most likely dealing with a narcissist, because when you bring up a topic to them and they've got to take accountability, they're going to flip it onto you and say, well, I did that because you did this, all right? Or they're going to try to shine a light on your credibility and say, you know, there's something wrong with you. You don't see it the right way, or you're overly sensitive, or you have anger issues or something like that. All of that is deflection from them not having to take accountability. So they're either going to gaslight you and say things like that, or say things like, well, I don't remember, or I don't recall, okay? They know you can't call them out on that because they're going to stick to the excuse, I don't recall, I don't remember, okay? And that's their way to weasel out of taking accountability. They're not owning it. So if you want to help a narcissist has to be self-aware of the things that they do wrong. In order to change something, you've got to acknowledge the problem, okay? And you've got to make efforts to change whatever the problem is. But when you're dealing with a true narcissist, somebody who's very narcissistic and has all the narcissistic, you know, traits, no empathy, flips the blame, lies, gaslights, and everything like that, they will never, ever take ownership. So you are not going to fix somebody who doesn't acknowledge the problem. So what do you do in a situation like that? Again, it goes back to yourself. You've got to look at yourself and you've got to say, okay, what can I accept and what can I not accept? You set up those boundaries. You be very clear with the narcissist what you will and you won't accept. Now, if that narcissist continues to break your boundaries, you have no choice but to step away and distance yourself and disengage from that narcissist, okay? Because if you don't, your boundaries mean nothing. And in most cases, the narcissist is going to ignore your boundaries because they don't care about your boundaries. They just care about their own agenda, what they want to do, okay? And if anybody ruffles their feathers, what they're going to do is they're either going to let you have it if they're an overt narcissist, or if you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they're going to ignore you and give you the cold treatment. This is where the silent treatment comes in. This is their way of punishing you for trying to make them accountable, okay? They figure they don't like what you said, so now they're going to control you with silence so that you never bring it up again, so that you're afraid. Understand this. Narcissists are bullies. So they're going to bully you in every which way they can so that they don't have to take the accountability, all right? So they're never, ever going to sit down and be transparent. See, understand, when you're dealing with a narcissist, you're not dealing with a transparent person, somebody who can be humble. A narcissist is not about being humble. They can't sit there and say to themselves, you know, maybe I was wrong, or maybe, you know, I shouldn't have said that, or maybe that did hurt you or something like that. The only time a narcissist will take ownership and say they did something wrong, or they will humble themselves, is because they have a bigger agenda. They want something out of you. But if they don't need anything out of you, they will run cold on you. Okay? They will punish you with coldness. They will be aloof, or they will go no contact with you. All right? And some of them, if you're dealing, like I said, with an overt narcissist, they're going to rip you to shreds before they go no contact. First, they're going to try to tell you, you know, what a horrible person you are, that you're insecure, that you're negative, that you're sensitive, that you have anger issues, that there's something wrong with you, that you need therapy and everything like that, okay? But they'll never, ever take ownership. So the only time somebody who is narcissistic can ever be helped is if they can acknowledge the problem and they can, you know, take ownership. But narcissists won't do that, you guys, all right? And especially if they don't need you. The only time a narcissist, like I said, may do that is if they you are, you know, something of importance in their life. They need you in their lives, okay? And this is why narcissists always have a backup plan. See, a narcissist never wants to be dependent on you because they realize that to be dependent on you means that they have to, you know, compromise their ways in order to keep you in their lives. So a narcissist will have other options. And what does that mean? That means the narcissist has flying monkeys. These are the narcissist supporters. And these people will back the narcissist so that the narcissist feels justified in not having to take accountability, because the narcissist is going to flip the circumstances around to the flying monkeys. And because these flying monkeys are in the narcissist corner, they're going to egg on that narcissist and let them know that, you know what, we're behind you and everything like that. So they have their supporters and they don't need you, okay? You know, the more support that a narcissist has, the more people that are in their corner, whether it's friends, whether it's family, whether it's other partners or people that they deal with, the shittier they're going to treat you because they don't need you. Okay? And when a narcissist is at, you know, kind to you and trying to work with you, that's because they need you. So understand that you have something that they want. So you guys, it's like this. You know, a narcissist is not going to change 99.9% of the time. This is who they are. This is what they've developed into from their childhood development, depending on their environment that they grew up in as a child. Maybe they grew up in a traumatic household where they saw a lot of, you know, violence, or they were never validated. They were never shown love by their parents or other people in their family. They, you know, they didn't feel important enough. And, or it was a situation where they were the entitled child that never had boundaries and now feels entitled to do whatever they want. And what do you think you're going to do with a person like that? You're not going to change them, okay? So it's been years that this narcissist has been molded to who they are. Now, I want to point out one other thing that somebody put on a post, okay, about childhood trauma, where I said a lot of narcissists are created because they're damaged from their childhood, because they grew up in toxic homes, all right? Or they had narcissistic parents. And they said, well, I grew up in a toxic home and I'm not narcissistic. Not everybody that grows up in a toxic environment becomes narcissistic, okay? It's a choice that you make. In other words, you have two children that come from a toxic home. One child becomes narcissistic and the other one may not be. The child that becomes narcissistic is the one that follows the parents' behavior, okay? They feel like this is what I learned from childhood, and, you know, I have a fragile ego and I constantly need ego petting and I need validation, so I've got to manipulate and do everything that I got to do in order to satisfy and try to fulfill that empty hole within myself. But then when you have a child that grew up in a toxic household and is self-aware, okay? In other words, they can see their parents or the environment they grew up in as toxic, and they make a mental, you know, they're conscious about that, and they make a, you know, they don't want to be like that. They say to themselves, you know what? I grew up in a toxic household. I grew up with parents that gave me the silent treatment all the time, that wouldn't sit down and talk to me. I am not going to be like that person. So it's about awareness, self-awareness, okay? And realizing, you know, that being toxic is not good, because the person that is able to get away from that is a self-confident type of person. And that's usually the truth teller or the scapegoat, because they're the ones that recognize that, you know what, my family is fucked up and I don't want to be like that. And they're the ones that have the guts and the balls to say something to their narcissistic family. And this is why they get alienated and, you know, sent out, because they don't go with the norm of the narcissist, the main narcissist in the family, okay? But getting back to the point at hand, whether narcissists can change, no, you're not going to change a narcissist, you guys. Trust me when I tell you, I've dealt with so many all in my life. You are not going to change that narcissist. I'm just going to say it like it is. Why? How do I know this? Because I spent fucking years trying to change people that I had in my life, all right? Whether it was people in my family, whether it was my ex-partner or something like that, sitting and talking and negotiating and trying to work out conflict, and it never worked, because they never acknowledge you, okay? They never validate you. They won't do it because they cannot face shame. So the strongest thing that I have to tell you is this: they are who they are. Accept them for who they are. They are not going to change, all right? But what you have to realize, you can't change them, but you can change how you deal with somebody like that, because not everybody can walk away. Sometimes people don't want to cut off their family, or sometimes people don't want to leave a bad relationship, okay? Because for whatever reason it is, maybe they can't. They're financially stuck with the narcissist or something along those lines. So how do you deal with somebody like that? Number one, you acknowledge the fact that, you know what, you can't help this person. They're not going to change. There's people that have gone to therapy with the narcissist, marriage therapy, sat down with the narcissist in front of the therapist, and the narcissist will do one of two things. They're going to either play the victim to the therapist, or they're going to sit there with a smirk on, like a covert narcissist, like it's all a joke, okay? And they're going to sit there in silence, and they're going to yes everybody to death and make like they're going along for the program when they're really not. They're just there because if they're not, they're going to lose their marriage. But they really don't care about resolving conflict. So trying to go into marriage therapy with a narcissist is futile, okay? So if you're dealing with anything like that, you have to accept them for who they are. And again, reflect back onto your boundaries. You've got to self-reflect and look at yourself and say, what can I live with and what can I not live with? Where are my boundaries? I'm not going to put up with somebody who puts me down or discredits me. I'm not going to put up with somebody who ghosts me. I'm not going to put up with somebody who doesn't validate me, all right? Because if you do put up with these kind of characteristics from people, it's going to eat away at you, and it's going to cause you to have anxiety, and it's going to break down your mental health in time and your physical health in time, okay? So you've got to recognize these things. You got to look at your own self. What is going to make you a healthy person? Okay? It's not going to make you healthy to be around somebody who's constantly triggering you. And this is what narcissists do. They're going to put you down in order to lift themselves up. Understand this. When you're dealing with a narcissist, the first thing that should come into your mind is, I'm dealing with an insecure person that has no trust. Period. Dot. End of story. I'm dealing with insecure. So when they sit there and they cut you up, or they give you a little subtle dig in a sarcastic joke. Covert narcissists love to be sarcastic and give you a little dig here and there. Recognize this person's trying to break me down, okay? And the other thing you got to say to yourself is, I can't let them get to me because they are the damaged person. They're fucked up, not me. They're insecure. If anything, laugh about it and say, you know what? Does it make you feel better to put me down? Okay? Realize where it's coming from. You're dealing with an insecure person that is damaged, that feels the need to put you down because they're miserable inside. Because a happy person doesn't have to put other people down. But a narcissist is miserable. They have an emptiness inside themselves. This is why they're always trying to, you know, they need validation from so many people. They can't just get validation from one person. They've got to have validation from a lot of different people. That's why a lot of them are cheaters and everything like that. They can't just deal with one person and have sex. They got to feel validated. Oh, I'm so important. I can sleep with 25 people. That makes me so wonderful. So 20 people want me. Because to them, it's a numbers game. The more people that they feel, you know, they can get with or is in their corner, the more important, it's a popularity contest, the more important they feel, okay? Why? Because they are insecure. They got the little insecure little ego, okay? But the bottom line is, back at hand, the narcissist is not going to change. And the way you have to think about this is, again, think about what you can and can't accept. And if you have to deal with this narcissist, it's strictly business, all right? Don't get emotional. Don't show the narcissist crying. Don't show them weakness. Don't tell them any personal information about what's going on in your life. They will use it against you, okay? You've got to be a poker face when you're dealing with these narcissists. You can't let them know that they are getting to you, even though they are. What you can do, though, if they're really, you know, unbearable, is you just distance yourself from them. You try to have the least amount of contact from them. And when you deal with them, it's very short answers. Like we say, the gray rock. Okay. What do we need to do here next? Okay. Okay. You know, don't show any kind of emotion. Don't get into big, you know, verbose conversations with them or anything like that, because that will, you know, in other words, what I'm trying to say is the closer you get with that narcissist, the chances of having a riff with them increases, okay? The more, you know, you go back and forth with a narcissist over something, the more you're going to have a blowout. So keep it at arm's length, minimal contact if you have to have contact, and understand that this person is not going to change. You can't help somebody that won't acknowledge a problem. They are who they are. They will be that way till the day they die, okay? Because people come back to me and they say, well, you know, they're older now. He's in his 60s or she's in her 60s. You know, you think she's going to change? No, she's not going to fucking change. She is who she is. It doesn't matter the age, all right? Believe me when I tell you, because I've seen it, all right? So you've got to recognize you're dealing with toxic. Distance yourself or have minimal contact with them and realize that, you know what, you're not going to save the world and you're not going to save the narcissist, okay? Because they have tunnel vision. They only want to hear what they want to hear. They don't care what you have to say. They don't respect you. They don't, because they can't handle shame. So they will never, ever be able to humble themselves, own it, and take accountability, okay? And, you know, like I said, minimal contact and don't show them nothing, all right? Don't show them anything with regard to any upheavals in your life, any personal information. Don't tell them anything and they will try to pry because narcissists are nosy. They want to know that you're doing bad. It gives them something to talk about, and it also is a way for them to put you down. So the less you tell them, the less ammunition you're giving them against you. So don't give them anything to talk about. Period, dot, end of story, you guys, all right? And realize that you can't help this person. They are who they are, okay? I hope that helps you. And if it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day.
Thank you.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.